Blog Talk Radio.
It is Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of February 16th through the 23rd. And we have a lot going on in this week ahead, so let's get to it. First of all, Mercury is going to be making contact with a lot of the outer body energies, all in very positive alignments, meaning that there is opportunity here with Mercury. So what is Mercury? It's communication, it's information, it's ideas. So this is a really productive week ahead as far as setting up meetings or interviews or talks or running into people and making a connection. It's a really good week for short trips or local activities and for agreements and sales and negotiations and writing. So think ways to say or ask for what you want. And it's doing this in the sign of Aquarius. So all of this is really going to be beneficial when you are either pursuing your aspirations or original projects and ideas, or you are trying to focus on freedom, being free, or the idea of freedom, or you connect in a social arena, because Aquarius is about our friends and our group affiliations and activities and what we do online and what we do it at gatherings and in social networking. It also rules astrology, so yay, astrology in the week ahead. So, you know, the days that this is standing out where the opportunity is really showing up are Monday the 20th, Tuesday the 21st, and Thursday the 23rd. On Monday the 20th, it connects with the ruler of Aquarius, Uranus, in the sign of Aries. So this is about, you know, kind of trying something a little different or having a nice surprise as part of the mix, making last-minute changes that kind of break you out of that rut, or, you know, shaking things up in a way that is positive. On Tuesday the 21st, it connects with Jupiter in Libra. So, you know, on Tuesday, this may also involve partners or clients or specialists or agents or attorneys or dealing with the competition or other key relationships. And Jupiter themes can roll through that particular connection. So legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious or political themes. Communicate, big day on Tuesday. And then on Thursday, it makes an opportunity alignment to Saturn. Now, this still involves those same topics of legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political themes. But now there's some potential to cement something, perhaps involve an older, established, or authority-type person, like a boss, a judge, a teacher, mentor, parent, somebody who is a higher up. It may also involve your personal goals on that day or the career agenda. So, you know, Mercury is definitely opening up some potential for us in this week ahead. And you definitely want to kind of circle those days, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, for days if you're going to be proactive and pursue these communications and decisions, or if you're waiting on some news or offers or agreements to sign. These days definitely stand out. So that's one of our major themes and something that's really seems to be playing out favorably for us. Second, we're going to have energy that is active in the sign Pisces. So starting on Saturday the 18th, the sun is moving into Pisces. So think about, you know, the big bright light of the sun illuminating that energy field now for the next 30 days, starting on Saturday the 18th. And so with this illumination, it really starts to urge us, ask us, push us into showing up and getting more involved in the Piscean energy topics over this next 30 days. Now, it's the same kind of energy field for everybody, but it'll have some different ways of playing out for each sign, which I'll go through when I start to go through the signs. But when we're talking about Pisces, the general overview here for everybody is that it is now time to really reconnect with your muse. So whether that means getting more involved in film or music or poetry, painting, dance, sculpture, whatever, you know, inspires the artistic side of you, this period is definitely calling to you. It is about getting more in touch and showing up and getting involved with the spiritual aspect of life. So whether that's getting back into your prayer or meditation or yoga, there can be a magical quality to this. So if you have an interest in learning about the magical side of life, it can spark time that is more psychic and intuitive. So you might be kind of opening up that channel. It is about romance, but it is about romance that falls more under the karmic kind of side of life. So this may be a time where you're creating a union with somebody from a past life. It may be about a union that's already in play, but now you're putting more time into it to balance karmic matters or reconnect in some way. It can be about a clandestine romance. It can be about private time in romance and a period where it's more important to show up and have that connection. So something private or behind the scenes going on romantically during this period. It can also be about a time of rest and recuperation, healing, or dealing with hospitals, getting to the spa or the retreat. You know, so something in that realm can definitely be sparked off by Pisces. And then it can also be about kind of digging through information. It can be about investigations or research or strategies during this period. So you've got quite the gambit there. And so this starts on Saturday, the 18th. And a heads up that we have the beginning of the kind of trigger date for the upcoming eclipse that's going to happen in Pisces, Tuesday, Wednesday, the 21st, 22nd. So sometime over those 2 days, you may have an event that sparks, that's a powerful one in one of those areas of life. So something coming, you know, from behind the scenes or, you know, that has to do with romance or artistry or spirituality or karmic balancing or healing or hospitals. I guess I should talk about the challenging side of Pisces too. This can also be a time frame that's about addictions and really starting to work out those or bad habits, about a deception that has been going on and how you're going to show up and deal with that. It can be about hidden enemies or hidden agendas that are, you know, showing themselves during this period that you're dealing with, or boundary issues. So there can be some of that as well, but, you know, let's stay in the light. So, you know, we have that all kicking off on Saturday, and then the eclipse trigger that is activated Tuesday, Wednesday. And that leads us to the very last and final thing going on in this week ahead. And this is kind of the really intense thing. Tuesday, Wednesday, same days as the solar eclipse trigger period, Mars is going to square Pluto. This happens in the wee hours of the morning, Wednesday morning, because Mars is an early bloomer. You may experience this on Tuesday in the buildup or any time during the day on Wednesday. And what this does is kick off, you guys know that I talked about this back in January, that this last week of February was going to be, you know, maybe one of the most intense weeks out of the year. And it's because Mars is going to activate the T-square going on between Uranus, Pluto, and Jupiter during between February 21st and February 27th. So this begins that process this Tuesday, Wednesday. And it begins with Mars squaring Pluto. Now, on the challenging side, this is considered the most ruthless combination in the zodiac. It can be about, you know, anger and fights and war and attack and blood and, you know, all that nasty stuff, death. And so you definitely want to avoid crazy people, crazy situations, and you want to say extra prayers for our world and our country and our president and everybody that might be in jeopardy during, you know, this kind of crazy making time period. On the positive side, which I know, you know, you guys listening to this will be pursuing, this square can really give that much more motivation or that much bigger of a push to act on something, to really get motivated about something that you want to make a change about. It can definitely stir the deepest passions that we have. And so if you are in a romance, this can be an incredibly, you know, passionate, sexy kind of time frame that's kicking off in this last week. You just have to watch for the angry, warring side of it, right? For those of you guys that are just trying to make something happen, this is going to be really, you know, that push over the top that is starting to turn that corner for you. And we are looking at Mars being activated in its own sign of Aries. So it really is personal. It really is physical. It is about, you know, doing something that you want or that you need or that involves your presence, your body, image, brand, name, title, or, you know, that desire that you're pursuing. So very personal and physical. And with Pluto, it's in the sign, again, of those big goals that we have. It has to do with, it could have to do with career. It could have to do with one of those authority figures once again, which would mean, you know, something big involving the parent, the judge, the mentor, the teacher, the leader, the director, you know, that higher up authority type. So big personal goals that you're going for that you can actively push up and over the top, or something with career, something with that authority figure and what we're doing starting on sometime between Tuesday and Wednesday, the 21st, 22nd. For some of us, this will be a reactive time. So something can be set in motion and we're diving in to deal with it or join in with it, you know, and get that momentum going. So some of us will be putting this stuff in motion. Some of us will be reacting to it. You know, a lot depends on where you are in your life, what's going on in your own chart. But definitely expect to start to get incredibly busy with this stuff somewhere between Tuesday and Wednesday. And then that will continue in momentum up through the 27th, because Mars will then, you know, link to each one of those planets that forms that T-square sometime between the 21st and 27th. All right, guys, so that is the overview. Now, when we're breaking it down for sign Aries, fantastic week for you guys to get into talks and meetings, to hear the news or offers you've been waiting on, to interview or audition, to write, to pitch ideas, to sign agreements, to make sales, to take short trips, to make decisions, and all of this focused on your personal aspirations or focused on your friends and group activities and gatherings and social networking and what you're doing online or with astrology or charities. And big key days for this are Monday the 20th, Tuesday the 21st, and Thursday the 23rd. As I broke down in the beginning, you know, this can definitely involve other people, partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, etc. Also can involve those themes of legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious or political needs in the mix. So be proactive about that. When we're looking at all this energy starting to pour into Pisces, starting on Saturday, and then kind of something triggered between Tuesday, Wednesday with this, Aries is just asking you guys to really show up and take the lead and get involved on a personal or physical level now when it comes to your artistry, the film, the music, the poetry, the dance, the painting, sculpting, whether that is you expressing your talents, pursuing your projects, or you just getting more involved in those areas of life, showing up for the concert or the theater production or something like that. This is definitely going to put a spotlight on you and anything muse-related. Also, you really getting more involved in the spiritual side of your life, getting into those meditations or yoga classes or prayer, getting interested back again into your psychic abilities, or really tuning into your intuition or those messages coming through from higher source. It can definitely be a time period where you enter into a very powerful romance that has a past life connotation, or if you are already in that, this period may stand out to you in some way because you're more involved in this on a personal level. It can also be a time frame where it is important to heal, to rest, to recuperate, or to go to the hospital and have a procedure done. If so, you know, this is definitely kind of favoring you with this. And anything involving research or investigations, this can be an important time that lets you stand out with that as well. So remember, the sun has this spotlight on you in these areas. Definitely can help others notice you for this or help you pursue your own ends as you go through this. With Mars squaring Pluto starting to kick in sometime between Tuesday and Wednesday, the 21st through 22nd, obviously, Aries, this is your ruler in your sign. So you guys are definitely going to be feeling this as one of the most powerful of all the signs going through it. So definitely plan on being very physically active or motivated or passionate or angry starting to kick in at this period and really starting to need to do something when it comes to either that authority figure, that parent, boss, director, teacher, mentor, judge, etc., or needing to do something when it comes to your career or some big personal goal that you're going through, going towards, motivating here to make changes or go deeper or evolve the situation. Also, there may be some Pluto themes involved with these goals or career momentum or authority figures. So this could be financially motivated. It could be about life and death scenarios. It could be about a divorce or your sexual intimacy or reproductive needs in the mix as you're pursuing these goals or dealing with the authority figure or the career. So this really starts to kick in, and that's going to take you off into the rest of the end of the month there. For Taurus, the Mercury energy that is favoring all these talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writing and news and offers and decisions in this week ahead is going to focus for Taurus on your career or on big personal goals or dealings with those authority figures like the boss, the judge, the mentor, the teacher. Now, these days that stand out are Monday the 20th, Tuesday the 21st, and Thursday the 23rd. So if you need to go and pitch ideas to those higher-ups or make an agreement or sign an agreement or make a decision or whatever with these people, these days stand out. If this is about pursuing career agendas or really, you know, making choices or getting into those talks about your personal goals, these days stand out. There is potential for something in the artistic or spiritual or romantic or investigative or research or institutional side of this for you. There's also a super positive alignment with something growth-oriented or big going on with a job or with a health scenario or the paperwork. Could involve hired help or coworkers or animals as well. And then there's also something you're cementing here about a big change that's going on or about the financial side of this, the deconstruction and rebirthing of something, the purging. There could also be an intimate or divorce side to this that's under some kind of favorable cementing one way or the other. So that's a lot there in the topics that you can go for. So expect to connect over this stuff in the week ahead. Then when we look at the sun kicking off this new 30-day cycle that starts on Saturday the 18th and then is triggered with some possibly with an event sometime between Tuesday, Wednesday, the 21st and 22nd, for Taurus, this is really putting that spotlight on your social realm, time to show up with friends or group activities or online or with gatherings or charities or astrology. Or if it's not social for you, if you're going humbug, not interested right now on the social side, this also can highlight for Taurus a lot going on in the pursuit of your personal aspirations and anything original that you're pursuing, you know, during this time. The spotlight is definitely kind of letting you stand out in those areas. So definitely a time to think about what you might want to go after and note what happens there between Tuesday, Wednesday with this. And then when it comes to the Mars square Pluto energy, this is either, you know, very powerful for helping you motivate and make big, powerful changes that you're trying to make, turning corners with overcoming obstacles and stuff like that. Or it can challenge you with frustration or anger, or it can stir up all kinds of passion. It's definitely going to make you busy starting on sometime between Tuesday and Wednesday, the 21st and 22nd. Mars is focusing on something going on behind the scenes for Taurus. So this can be about what's going on with an artistic pursuit, a romance, a spiritual pursuit, healing or hospitals, research or investigations, rest and recuperation, you know, so something that's very much activating you in one of those areas. And then the Pluto side of this, which is about, you know, making the big overhaul here, has to do with something legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political in the mix. So, wowza, right? A lot there for you guys. Again, maybe Pluto themed, so have to do with the financial side of that, or have to do with the sexual or divorce side of that, or have to do with mortality issues or third party controlling scenarios playing out with that. So expect that to really kick into gear and then really kind of keep you on that active stream for the last week of February. For Gemini, in this week ahead, Mercury is very favorable, meaning that there can be a lot of news or information flow or offers. There can be a lot of talks and meetings and interviews and writing and agreements and sales and decisions going on that are open door to you. And for Gemini, it's focusing on that ninth house of that expansive mind. So it's about the legal matters, the travel plans, or with people at a distance. It's about educational pursuits or media marketing, publishing topics. It's about weddings or religion or politics, right? So these days that are highlighted, Monday the 20th, Tuesday the 21st, and Thursday the 23rd. You definitely want to be proactive if you need to talk or make decisions or pitch ideas or any of that with those themes on those days. And what they link to for Gemini, they link favorably to your aspirations and to your group affiliations and friends and what you do online and with astrology and charities. They link favorably to your creative pursuits, to what's going on with kids or lovers or recreational needs. And they link favorably to partners and clients and specialists and agents and attorneys. So, you know, there you have it. It's open door. Go for that. And then with the Sun moving into Pisces starting on Saturday the 18th and kicking off a new 30-day cycle, and then possibly showing some kind of event orientation between Tuesday and Wednesday the 21st and 22nd with Pisces with the eclipse trigger. For Gemini, this has to do with one of three things. Either you're going to start to show up and get way more involved and see some events happening here with personal goals, life goals. You know, this could be about getting married, retiring, buying a house, traveling the world, having your kids, some kind of big goal that you set for yourself. Number two, it could be about your career. So this is a time where the spotlight is on you. So if you are, you know, ready to show up and start to, take more, be more in charge of that, this is definitely the time. And again, could have some event orientation between Tuesday, Wednesday, the 21st, 22nd. And then third, it can be a time where you're showing up and getting way more involved with an authority figure or several authority figures. So it could be more time with or about the parent or the judge or the teacher or the boss or the mentor or the director or somebody who you deem as a higher up authority type in your life. So definitely spotlight on you, time to take the lead, time to make it about you and what you're doing here, and should help you take that wherever it is you need to take that. And then finally, when we're looking at the Mars square Pluto, again, this kicks in sometime between Tuesday and Wednesday, the 21st to 22nd. It's active. So it is either a time where you're going to get way more motivated and busy, or you're going to be very angry and fighting, or you're going to be very passionate, or maybe a little bit of all of it. And for Gemini, it's focusing, playing out with friends or groups or the internet or astrology or charities or gatherings, or it can focus on your personal aspirations or original projects and ideas. So definitely, you know, big things, pushing, being active, showing up, doing stuff with this. And then with Pluto, it's in like the heaviest, most intense part of the sky for Gemini. So, you know, there is something here linked to this, which is about either overcoming an obstacle or challenging yourself to go for more or make changes when it comes to what you're doing with those aspirations, friends, groups, internet, original ideas, etc. And what's happening with Pluto, which would be the financial side of something, what's going on sexually, what's going on with divorce, what's going on with a death or a birth, or what's going on with controlling issues or empowerment or third-party scenarios playing out. So expect this to really get dynamic starting Tuesday, Wednesday. And then continue, you know, you're going to stay in that active flow with personal aspirations or these social topics through the end of the month. All right, for Cancer. Mercury, really active for Cancer in this week ahead in a positive, like, you know, when I say positive, it means the flow is easy. It's open to you. You can step in and really have those talks or meetings or sign those agreements or make those decisions or hear the news or offers or write it up or, you know, something with Mercury really open for you, you know, and for Cancer in that most powerful part of the chart. So focusing on the big financial topic, this could be about loans or debt or inheritance, bankruptcy, taxes, insurance, investments, settlements, alimony, child support, your partner's money, some financial topic. It could be, I think I listed a lot of them there. It could be about your sex life. So there could be, you know, a sexual flirtation or attraction or meeting, you know, connection with somebody in this week ahead, or sitting down with somebody who's going to help you work out issues if there's something going on there. It could be about reproductive needs if you need to see a specialist about that, or if you're waiting to hear the news about that. It could be about divorce and helping you make choices or talk that out or come to agreements and terms. And it can be about a death or a birth, or it can be about a third-party scenario, you and two other people working something out here or hearing the news or talking or coming to decisions about that. So Monday the 20th, Tuesday the 21st, and Thursday the 23rd. So when you're looking at these financial, sexual, divorce, reproductive, mortality, and third-party topics, they link favorably or open door to reaching goals, dealing with authority figures, pursuit of the career, what's going on in the home or with real estate or renovations or moves or family or parents or roommates, and what's going on with the work or the health scenario, the paperwork, the hired help, the coworkers, or the animals that you're taking care of in the situation. So you have a lot there that you can really get in and get heavy into here. So those are your days with Mercury. Then with the Sun moving into Pisces, starting on Saturday the 18th, it kicks off that new 30-day cycle that puts a spotlight on Cancer in the ninth house, which means that you guys can now stand out a little bit, take the lead, show up, get personally and physically involved, make it about what you need in the scenario starting on Saturday. And then you have that kind of event-oriented period between Tuesday and Wednesday, the 21st and 22nd, when there may be something major that plays out about these themes. So for the ninth house in Cancer, this means this is a time to really get in there with the legal needs, travel plans, with what's going on with people at a distance, with educational pursuits, with media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, or publicity, with wedding plans, with religion or politics. So anything that kind of gives you that expansive arena, you know, this is the time. And then when we are talking about the Mars-Pluto square and the, you know, how intense this is, you know, Cancer is one of the four cardinal signs. Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn are going to experience this the most intensely out of the signs. And so Cancer, you're the second one here that might be getting this in a really powerful way. Mars is pushing you to take action or react to something starting sometime between Tuesday and Wednesday, the 21st and 22nd. And this action that is necessary or motivating you, or this passion that you're feeling to pursue something, or this anger and fighting that you're doing is focused either on the personal goal or the career or what's going on with the authority figure, which is that boss, parent, judge, mentor, teacher, etc. So expect this to really start to kick in and gear up starting Tuesday, Wednesday. And then Pluto in the mix means that you are now needing to deal with either a partner, a client, or all the clients, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, a competitor, or an opponent that is part of this scenario. So this can be about evolving the situation or dealing with changes here with this person. And it can have Pluto themes that are threaded through this. So, you know, when you're dealing with this person, it is about the finances or the sex or the reproductive needs or divorce or the death or birth or third-party scenario. So this really kicks in and amps up starting on Tuesday, Wednesday, the 21st to 22nd, sometime during that period. For Leo, Leo, this week ahead is significant for you guys in a favorable way when it comes to the news and offers and talks and meetings, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, auditions, decisions, anything Mercury related that focuses on key relationships. So, Leo, you want to really circle Monday the 20th, Tuesday the 21st, and Thursday the 23rd when it comes to how you can connect or further those ideas and decisions with partners. That can either be a romantic partner or business partner, with clients, with specialists, with agents, with attorneys, with dealing with the competitors, with advocates, you know, these key players. And this can be a time when you are connecting with them purposefully. It can be a time when you run into somebody and that person turns into one of these relationships for you. You know, it can be a time when they're connecting to you, but that door is open. So talk, ask for what you need, meet, form ideas, pitch ideas, etc. All of this for Leo is connecting favorably to that legal, educational, media, marketing, travel, wedding, or religious or political arena. Also to that communication field and any short trips or local activities, or if you need to connect with siblings or neighbors or deal with vehicles or electronics. It is also connecting favorably to cementing something in the love life or with kids or for kids, with creative projects or anything recreational. So definitely a powerful and positive week to really forward what you're trying to do through these key players. Then with the sun moving into Pisces for Leo, starting on Saturday the 18th, this really starts to put you forward into the most intense part of the sky. So time for you to get more physically active or personally involved in your sex life or with your reproductive needs, with the divorce or with any of the big financial topics, you know, showing up and dealing with the loan or the commissions or the investment or settlement or taxes or insurance or bankruptcy or inheritance or alimony, child support, partner's money, you know, whatever that big financial theme might be, dealing with mortality issues or third-party scenarios too. This favors you getting in there and going after what you need in those arenas. And again, Tuesday, Wednesday, the 21st and 22nd, start to trigger the upcoming eclipse. So you may be getting a big boost or some kind of event-oriented thing on those 2 days, one of those 2 days anyway. And then with Mars-Pluto, the square that also starts on sometime between Tuesday and Wednesday, the 21st, 22nd, Leo, this is going to amplify a lot more activity, getting very physically involved in something, very motivated and diving in and pursuing your desires here, getting more passionate about it or more angry and fighting over it. And for Leo, the focus here for you is on legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious or political themes. And then with the square to Pluto, the Pluto side of this, where we're having the deeper changes or the evolving of the scenario tied into this, has to do with your work or a coworker or hired help or paperwork, or it has to do with organizing and cleaning or decluttering or simplifying, or it has to do completely outside of that realm with health or animals in the mix. And so very powerful, you know, time to motivate and move this stuff to the next level here. May have Pluto themes tied into it again, would bring in the financial, sexual, divorce, life, death, third party scenario into those last topics. So expect that to really start to kick you into gear, and then this will keep you busy through the last week of February. For Virgo, Mercury, your ruler, definitely doing you guys a favor in this week ahead by helping to open up the communications and the information, get you into the talks or meetings or have the news or offers coming your way, into interviews or auditions or writing or signing agreements or making sales or just fielding your choices. Focused on any health needs that you may have. So great time to, you know, make the doctor's appointment, in or hire the trainer or go to the gym or hire the nutritionist or do whatever it is health related for you guys. Definitely also equally as favorable when it comes to these communications and information focused on work scenarios may help you get in there to land the job or pitch ideas on the job, start something or meet and talk about something with coworkers or hired help, get the paperwork signed. And then also anything involving animals or the environment, equally, again, you know, favorable for talks and decisions and agreements, et cetera. So Monday the 20th, Tuesday the 21st, and Thursday the 23rd are the days that really stand out with this. And all of that, you know, whether it's health or pets or work or coworkers or hired help or organizing, et cetera, links favorably into the financial side of what's going on. That can be personal income and or the outside financial themes, taxes, insurance, et cetera. Also links favorably into dealing with mortality issues or evolving and purging things, anything in your sex or reproductive life or with divorce, also with what's going on with the home or real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates, so and possessions and purchases as well, I should include. So, you know, you got a lot there that you can really focus on and concentrate about, so circle those days. The sun moving into Pisces for Virgo is relationship oriented. So you're getting a nice boost here starting Saturday the 18th for the next 30 days that is putting a spotlight on you, Virgo, when it comes to key relationships. Time to show up, get more involved with these people. It can be about, you know, showing up and working one-on-one with a specialist, your clients, a partner in business or in romance. Agents and attorneys, the competition, you know, this definitely helps you kind of get in there and go for what it is you need to further during this 30 days. And you can have possibly with trigger date of the upcoming eclipse, there could be an event associated with one of these people sometime between Tuesday and Wednesday, the 21st and 22nd. Then when we look at the Mars-Pluto square that is also kicking in sometime between Tuesday and Wednesday, the 21st and 22nd, for Virgo, this is about taking action, really getting motivated and doing something or getting more passionate or getting angry and fighting about something that has to do with the powerful eighth house. So you can expect to really kick something into higher gear here when it comes to one of those financial topics. So it could be about, you know, getting active about the loan or the debt, inheritance, insurance, taxes, investments, settlements, commissions, your partner's money, alimony, child support, whatever this big outside financial flow is. It could also be about getting very active and passionate about your sex life or doing something about your reproductive needs, doing something about a mortality issue or a divorce or a triangle slash third party scenario playing out. And with Pluto linked to this, there's something very deep, very powerful, evolving or changing or purging involving your lover or love life, the kids, a creative project, or something recreational in the mix. And with those themes, with kids, lovers, fun, and creativity, Pluto is, you know, impacting that. So same exact topics, once again, kind of tied in with the whole overview, financial, sexual, reproductive, mortality, third party, somewhere related into all of this and what you're really making happen starting this time. And this is going to then continue to really keep you actively in this mix through the rest of the month as Mars goes on to activate the other planets up through the 27th. For Libra, this communication energy in this week ahead, information flow, talks and meetings, offers and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and auditions and big decisions, right? These are all in opportune alignments for you, and they're focusing on creative potential. So it could be about just pursuing creative talents and interests or pushing through those creative projects. It also focuses on recreation. So whether that's you going out and having fun or pursuing a recreational career or whatever you're doing recreationally, it focuses on lovers and your love life. So you may meet somebody new in this week ahead that turns into the love of your life, or you might hear a proposal from a lover or meet somebody, you know, and or maybe you're already in a love relationship and there's an important talk or decision you guys make. And then fourth, children, focused on the kids. So this could be about your kids or working on projects for kids. So think about those topics as you go into this week ahead. The door is open here for these creative, recreational, children, and lover themes. And the big days are Monday the 20th, Tuesday the 21st, and Thursday the 23rd. And these days figure in favorably to what's going on with partners or clients or specialists or agents or attorneys, what's going on with you and your own personal luck and growth and prosperity and happiness. This is really good for Libra, right? And what's going on, again, linking back into that communication field. So again, really helping you link in and solidify what's happening with these talks or offers or agreements or ideas. The writing, the sales, the agreements, short trips, local activities in the scenario. So yay, circle those days, be proactive, right? And then for Libra, with the sun moving into Pisces starting on Saturday the 18th, this kicks off a new 30-day cycle that is going to put a big spotlight on you showing up and getting more involved and taking the lead and making it about what you want when it comes to your job or gigs that you're landing or the work you're doing around, you know, your house or with other people. So think work opportunities, you know, starting on Saturday the 18th. Over the next 30 days, as long as you kind of lead the way here. Also, health benefits and really taking the lead with anything healthy you want to do for yourself. Really great time of the year, by the way, if you want to see a doctor or a specialist or start a diet or a physical workout program or any of these things. Definitely can help you kind of get in there and get more personally or physically involved with the animals and take the lead with that, and move that to, you know, where you're moving that in your life. It can be about really getting more involved with hired help or coworkers or paperwork during this period. So again, it favors you kind of attracting what you need and standing out a little bit or really showing up and making your presence known and getting those things rolling. There may be some event orientation with this, as this is triggered with the upcoming solar eclipse trigger date sometime between Tuesday and Wednesday, the 21st, 22nd. So you may have something that kind of sparks this into play at that time. And then finally, with the Mars-Pluto square, this is also happening sometime between Tuesday and Wednesday, the 21st, 22nd, kicks off this highly dynamic last week of the month. With Mars activating these outer planets, and this one on Tuesday, Wednesday is Mars squaring Pluto. So for Libra, you're the third of the four cardinal signs that is going to feel this the most of all the signs. And Libra, this is Mars asking you to dive in and take action or express passions or fight for something or deal with anger issues involving a romantic partner or business partner, your clients, an agent, an attorney, a specialist, the competitor, the opponent. So one-on-one scenarios here are really very important for the activity that gets kicked into play here sometime between Tuesday and Wednesday. And then this is involving Pluto. It's linked to Pluto in your fourth house. So there is something very powerful evolving or changing or going deeper or helping you purge involving your home, family, parent, roommate, real estate deal, move, renovation, security needs, emotional needs, or the end of a story that has been going on for a very long time. And in those scenarios, it's Pluto-based, so it has to do with your sexual energy or, you know, connections or the divorce or the financially shared situation or a death or birth or a third-party scenario that is playing out there. So this kicks in sometime between Tuesday, Wednesday, the 21st, 22nd. For Scorpio, Mercury getting you guys into more talks and meetings, hearing more offers or agreements or sales or writing more or interviewing or pitching ideas or making sales or, you know, making choices. For Scorpio, this is all kind of playing out in or about the home, or involving real estate, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates. And the big key days in this week ahead are Monday the 20th, Tuesday the 21st, and Thursday the 23rd. And the door is open on those days when it's about those subjects, linking into health matters or work scenarios, hired help, coworkers, paperwork, the animals, things going on behind the scenes at hospitals or through healing or dealing with addictions, with romance, with spirituality, with artistry, research and development, and with personal income or possessions or purchases. So you have quite a bit, you know, threading all around this, weaving all around this maybe, but open to making some choices or hearing the information or having that talk or meeting, etc. So those days are the days to expect that. Then with the sun moving into Pisces on Saturday the 18th, this kicks off the 30-day period out of the year where the sun is illuminating this part of the sky that helps you show up and get more personally or physically involved in these themes and helps you stand out and kind of take the lead and make it more about you, right? And for Scorpio, this is about true love, lovers, your love life. It's about children, it's about creative projects and pursuits, and it's about recreation. So joy, creativity, right? Love, kids, fun, and creativity. That's what it's about now, starting on Saturday the 18th. And there may be some people are triggered in that pre-trigger date for the upcoming solar eclipse, so you may have an event related to one of those topics that plays out sometime between Tuesday and Wednesday, the 21st and 22nd, that shows you about, you know, where you're taking this to that next level and what you're eclipsing out to get that big push forward in one of those areas. So pay attention to what's kind of showing up for you on Tuesday, Wednesday. And then finally, for the Mars-Pluto square, it is also moving into place Tuesday, Wednesday. So there is something happening here on one of those 2 days. Now, these are both of your ruler Scorpio, so definitely feeling this one. And Mars is pushing you to take action or react to something, to really get motivated and pursue it, or to express your passions or deal with anger or fighting going on here that is focused on your work or a coworker or hired help or paperwork, or it's focused on a health topic, or it's focused on animals, or it's focused on organizing or cleaning. So there's something really kicking in big time on Tuesday, sometime between Tuesday, Wednesday, the 21st with that. And then pushing with Pluto, this has to do with something evolving or changing or purging, going deeper, overcoming an obstacle or challenging yourself or being challenged. And this comes through some kind of news or talk or meeting, agreement, sale, writing, or it could involve brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics. It could involve short trips or local activities for Scorpio. And Pluto themes, sex, divorce, finances, life, death scenarios, or third-party triangle scenarios in the situation. So something very big there. And with Mars kicking this into gear, this will then play out through the end of February as Mars then goes on to activate Uranus and Jupiter as well. For Sagittarius, you know, Mercury is about communication and information, and it's in your third house of communication and information in this week ahead and being very active in an open door, opportune kind of way for you. So Sag circle Monday the 20th, Tuesday the 21st, and Thursday the 23rd. These days are definitely days to be proactive about getting into talks or meetings, or maybe you'll have random talks and meetings that just are beneficial for you on these days. Days to sign agreements or deal with negotiations, to make sales, to write or pitch ideas, to interview or audition, to get busy with your short trips and local activities. For Sag, this may also be days where there's more connection with brothers or sisters or neighbors, or dealing with vehicles or electronics. And in that, all of that links into either what's going on with creative projects or recreation or kids or lovers, and what's going on with friends and group affiliations and gatherings and what you're doing online or with astrologies or charities, and also what is cementing for you on a personal or physical way, maybe impacting your name or brand or image or body or name or title, or just about you, kind of getting you in there on some kind of solid ground. So this is definitely a week to connect and communicate and ask questions and listen and make decisions, right? And with the sun moving into Pisces on Saturday the 18th, for Sag, this kicks off a 30-day cycle that puts a spotlight on what you can show up and get involved with in the home, about the home, with your family, a parent, a roommate, with real estate deals, moves, renovations, security needs, history, ancestry, emotional connections. So it's a really powerful time for kind of the base core roots of your life and what you can do in these areas by showing up and making it about you, or putting your name on the dotted line, or getting more physically involved in what's going on. And there may be an event associated with one of those themes, with the trigger, the pre-trigger period, that gets activated between Tuesday and Wednesday, the 21st and 22nd in this week ahead. So, you know, there could be something that really kind of sparks that push forward and the eclipsing out of whatever it is that has been blocking that next chapter, next level in what you're doing there. So you can watch for that. And then with the Mars-Pluto square, it's also activated Tuesday, Wednesday, the 21st to 22nd, sometime during that period. And it is Mars taking action, getting very busy and motivated, or very passionate, or very angry and frustrated, or fighting. Think Mars, you know, it's going to go one way or the other here, but really a big push behind whatever this is. And for Sag, it's focused on a lover or your love life. It's focused on children. It's focused on creative projects or pursuits, or it's focused on recreational interests. So busy, 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 with or about or in one of those areas. And then linked to Pluto, we're in that scenario here where the push is on as we are trying to evolve something or change something or dealing with something, you know, very powerful connected to our income or possessions or purchases or product in the mix. And when it comes to that income, purchases, product, or possessions, Pluto themes playing out here. So may have to do with a bigger financial theme in the mix, or the divorce, or the sexual interests, or the reproductive needs, or the mortality issue, or third-party scenario in that situation. So this kicks in, starts to get really active, and then Mars is going to continue this story with lovers or kids or creative projects or fun, and what's happening here throughout the rest of the month, up through the 27th anyway, with a lot going on. For Capricorn, Mercury is opening the door big time for you guys in this week ahead to really help you get into talks and meetings, to interview or audition, to write, to sign agreements or make sales, to field offers or make your choices, with a focus on making money. So whether you're actually in there meeting and doing the sales and agreements that are making you the money, or you're interviewing to make money up ahead, this is a very favorable time to get into that flow. Or if you've already done the interview, you might hear back that you've landed the income opportunity. So income is one. What you're doing with purchases, showing up and meeting and talking and selling, you know, things with around purchases. It could be about what you're doing with possessions or products. So again, you could be in talks and meetings that are helping you move those things along, get into the agreements you need with that or the sales you need with that. So Monday the 20th, Tuesday the 21st, and Thursday the 23rd are the big days for this. And these link favorably to things going on in the home, or with real estate deals, with moves, with renovations, with family, parents, or roommates. links favorably to career or the boss or parent or some kind of higher up person in the mix or personal goals you're striving for. Also links favorably to what you're doing behind the scenes, whether that's research and strategies or it has to do with a romance or your artistic or spiritual side or healing or hospitals or other institutions in the mix. You've got a lot going on here, so those are your big days. With the sun moving into Pisces on Saturday the 18th, this kicks off a 30-day cycle for Cap, and this is a time for you guys to show up and get more personally and physically involved and make it about your needs in the communication and information realm, first of all. So it really elevates the talks and meetings, agreements and sales, interviews and auditions, writing and offers and decisions. But it also then will equally highlight you getting involved and moving things forward with brothers or sisters or neighbors, with local activities or short trips, with vehicles or electronics, 30-day period. Now, in any of that, you may have an event that kicks in sometime between Tuesday and Wednesday, the 21st and 22nd, because that is a trigger to the upcoming solar eclipse. So there may be that offer or agreement or sale or something with the siblings or neighbors or vehicles, etc., you know, one of those topics that is showing you, you know, what you're eclipsing out and where you're really moving into. This will trigger for a solar eclipse, so it's about new beginnings or next level forward motion here. So you may get some kind of indicator of Tuesday, Wednesday. And then with Mars squaring Pluto kicking off this last week of February, starting also sometime between Tuesday and Wednesday, the 21st and 22nd, Mars is about diving in and taking action or reacting to something going on. It's about motivating. It's about expressing your passions or dealing with anger or fights. And this is focused on, for Capricorn, for home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, or roommates. So you can expect to get busy or passionate or expressive or deal with anger and motivate starting sometime between Tuesday, Wednesday. And it links to Pluto in your sign, Capricorn, and you are the last of the four cardinal signs, which is feeling this the most intensely, Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn. And that's because here we have this in a cardinal part of your chart, Pluto within your own sign, Capricorn. So there is something very powerfully evolving for you that is really starting to happen through all of this in this last week. Personal changes to who you are and how you see yourself or what you want for yourself. Physical changes, possibly, if you're really motivated about that. It can impact your name or title or image or brand or body or just this big purge or change that you're willing or needing to make now on a personal or physical level as you see all this start to kick into play and you pursue it or deal with it, react to it. And then that will, you know, you're going to continue then with Mars activating as it goes through the rest of the month up through the 27th with this stuff. For Aquarius, you know, Mercury is active in this week ahead in your sign. So Aquarius, you guys kind of got the gift here. This means that you can kind of ask for it or meet about it, talk about it, hear the news or proposal or offer about it, sign the agreements, make the sales, write, pitch the ideas, make the decisions, and with a focus on you and what you want. So make it about you, baby. Focus on your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title. Focus on your personal desires and needs here. Mark Monday the 20th, Tuesday the 21st, and Thursday the 23rd as the key days. And note that this all figures favorably into more communications or what's happening with siblings or neighbors or vehicles or electronics or short trips or local activities with agreements and writing and sales, etc. Also, figures favorably into something with your ninth house, so it could be legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, political, or with people at a distance. And then also figures favorably with friends, groups, what you're doing online, with charities, astrology, gatherings, personal aspirations, freedom, and original ideas. So Aquarius, very nice for you in this week ahead to kind of speak up, make choices that really are about what you need and what you want to do here. With the sun moving into Pisces starting on Saturday the 18th for Aquarius, this kicks off a 30-day cycle that puts a spotlight on you guys and what you want to go for when it comes to your personal income, with purchases, with possessions, or with products. And it can be all of the above if you want, you know. It helps you kind of take the lead, show up, get more personally and physically active about these things, helps you stand out and be noticed by others. So definitely a time to focus on making money or buying what you need or what, within reason, obviously, dealing with your purchases, possessions, and products. And then there may be an event associated with this sometime between Tuesday and Wednesday, the 21st and 22nd, because this is eclipse trigger, one of the trigger periods. So, you know, if you're waiting to see something happen there, it could happen sometime between Tuesday and Wednesday. And then with Mars squaring Pluto also happening Tuesday to Wednesday between the 21st and 22nd, Aquarius, Mars is going to kick something into action, motivate you, get you more passionate or angry or fighting or doing something that is third house related. So this means that sometime between Tuesday, Wednesday, there is this very active communication. You know, you're in a powerful talk, or you hear powerful news, or a meeting. It could be about an agreement. It could be about sales or writing, interviews or auditions, and just motivating or fighting the good fight or getting expressing those passions. So communication and information. It can also be for Aquarius about something that's getting kicked into active gear here with a brother, sister, or neighbor. So definitely motivate. Be cautious about fights, you know. It can be about your vehicles, transportation, or electronics, so definitely be careful if you're out on the roads on those days, but you can motivate to do something about those things. I think that's short trips, local activities, you know, you could be more motivated and active doing something with that. And all of this, whether it's the information and communication or it's the siblings or neighbors or vehicles or electronics or short trips or local activities, connects to this square to Pluto. So there's some kind of big push here and evolving or changing or going deeper when it comes to 12th house matters for Aquarius. So this can be about healing or dealing with addictions or hospitals. It can be about a romance, which whether it's a clandestine romance or a romantic getaway. It can be about your spiritual practices or magic or psychic interests. It can be about artistic pursuits or interests like film, music, poetry, dance, painting, something like that. It can be about research or investigations. It can also be about a karmic scenario that's playing out here that's evolving to the next level. And in any of those themes, it's Pluto related, so could have a financial context, could be about the sex life or reproductive life or divorce or a life or death scenario or a third party situation playing out in the mix. So this is going to kick into high gear starting sometime between Tuesday and Wednesday, the 21st, 22nd, and then it's a story that will then keep you very busy through the 27th of this month. For Pisces, Mercury is gearing up to open the door for you for talks or meetings, agreements or sales, writing, interviews, auditions, offers, or decisions that are focused on your 12th house in this week ahead. These are opportune alignments that are really going to kick in on Monday the 20th, Tuesday the 21st, and Thursday the 23rd. So the 12th house, this means that these things can benefit you to get in there and meet or talk or sign agreements, etc., about anything in the artistic realm, so film, music, painting, museums, concerts, poetry, dance, sculpture, anything muse-related. It can be about your spiritual practices, meditation, yoga, prayer. It can be about magical interests or psychic interests. It can be about a romance that takes off behind the scenes during this week ahead. So you might be talking about this with somebody, or you may meet somebody and it sparks up. It may be about a romantic getaway or romantic tryst or a clandestine romance or a karmic past life romantic scenario playing out in some way. Did I give you enough with that one? It can be about healing or dealing with addictions or bad habits or hospitals or spas or retreats. It can also be about research or investigations. So anything in these behind-the-scenes scenarios, the door is wide open here to meet people, to talk to people, to make decisions, to interview, to sign agreements, to write, to make sales. So focus that on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. And know that this links favorably into financial topics, into what you're doing with purchases or possessions, what you're doing sexually or with divorce, what you're doing reproductively, what you're doing with goals or career or authority figures. So you have quite a bit here that you can work with, and those are your days. With the sun moving into Pisces on Saturday the 18th for Pisces, this kicks off the 30 days out of the year where the spotlight is very firmly over your lovely heads, Pisces. So the whole world notes our Pisces during this time frame. It's a wonderful time for you guys to definitely kind of get the kudos you deserve, to get the recognition, for people to really be more drawn to you than even at other times during the year. And it's a time for you to kind of get more personally and physically involved in pursuing your own needs. And so, you know, the Pisces tend to be out there in the universe, right? And really thinking about the much bigger topics. But during this frame, it is really a good time for you guys to show up and do what you need to do or want to do when it comes to where, what you're doing with your body or what you're doing with your image or your brand. It can be about, you know, pursuing things that involve your name or title and anything that is a personal need or desire that you have, really stepping forward and going for it during this time. And, you know, there may be an event attached to what you're doing here, triggered by the upcoming solar eclipse sometime between Tuesday and Wednesday, the 21st and 22nd. So you can pay attention to, you know, is there some door that opens that helps push you into that next level, helps you eclipse out anything that's blocking getting to that next level. So that may stand out to you. And then Mars squares Pluto also Tuesday, Wednesday, the 21st to 22nd. So there is some amplified activity here from Mars. So this is either you getting motivated or really busy or very passionate about it or fighting and angry about it when it comes to your income or your possessions or purchases or product. This kicks into high gear Tuesday to Wednesday. And it squares Pluto, so it's pushing, it's challenged or frustrated, or you're more motivated and you're evolving or purging or changing things associated with what's going on here with income, possessions, purchases, product. And it ties in with friends, groups, associates, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, events, parties, anything that brings people together. Also could play out with your personal aspirations and evolving that to the next level. It could also play out around original ideas or inventions. And in any of that, with the social themes or your aspirations or original stuff, it has Pluto themes laced into it. So, you know, this could be about the bigger financial prospect of that or the sexual or reproductive side of it or the divorce or mortality side of it or the third party interest in the mix. So expect to really start to see things kicking you into that next gear. With purchases, products, possessions, or income starting Tuesday, Wednesday, and then that's going to continue to stimulate this forward momentum through the rest of the month up through the 27th as the rest of the T-square is activated. So, guys, that is it for our week. This is Zoe Moon. You guys can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. I will be back next week, same time. Much, much luck and love for our week ahead in getting, you know, this moving into the best possible light. And that's it. I hope it's a great one for everybody.